Wall Street left for the long holiday weekend in a jolly mood. Stocks posted gains across the board today. For the week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up a very respectable 1.7%. Helping the market were some upbeat reports on the economy, including news yesterday that the gross domestic product grew faster than estimated.
It had been estimated that the U.S. economy in the third quarter grew at an annual rate of 3.9%. No, said the Commerce Department, it actually grew at a rate of 4%. Such upward revisions are tonic to investors. One market strategist told the Associated Press, there's no particular reason why the economy should stop growing in 2005. Well, of course, forecasting economic growth can be dicey, and as columnist Harold Meyerson wrote this week, it can also entail a fair amount of spin. Mr. Meyerson was writing about Bush administration assumptions of economic growth rates as it argues the case for Social Security and tax reform. Welcome to the program, Harold Meyerson.
Pleasure to be here.
First, let's talk about Social Security. What is the Bush administration saying about what they see as a coming crisis of Social Security and economic growth?
Well, here there are no rosy scenarios. Here they say the economic future is grim, and therefore there's a Social Security crisis. Here they say that we're looking long-term at 1.8% annual growth, which is a major departure from the usual figure of 3.5% to 4%, which has been the average way back since the Civil War. But they don't say that. They say that we're looking at very grim economic future starting around the year 2010.
Now, who says that? Who says that the economy will grow at an annual rate of
1.8%? These are the economists who project for Social Security and the Social Security trustees. They put out separate papers from the Council of Economic Advisers, which is just projecting for the duration of this decade.
How do the Social Security trustees justify such a low projection of economic growth, an annual rate of 1.8%?
They partly base that on the fact of the aging of the population, but the rest is not explained in any detail. What cataclysmic event they expect is going to happen around about the year 2012, that economic growth rates are going to depart from their 140-year pattern. That's not really fully explained, and I would think they owe the American public a better explanation of why they think that's going to occur.
Now, the Council on Economic Advisers did issue an economic forecast last week.
They did, and for them, everything is rosy. It was not just them, actually. It was them, the Treasury Department, and the Office of Management and Budget. They put out a joint statement looking at 3.5% growth for the next several years, maybe tapering down to a little over 3% for the rest of the decade. So from their perspective, everything is looking very good.
So far, it may be conflicting, but at least it's clear. There are very bleak scenarios for the Social Security proposal and rather rosy scenarios for the short-term economic future of the country from other offices. But you write, sometimes the bullish Bush and the bearish Bush lurk in the same argument.
They do, and that is the assumption that private returns, if you privatize a portion of Social Security and people invest instead in the stock market, are going to remain high. When they make projections for how the stock market is going to do in the long-term future, they use a normal historical rates of growth of 3.5% to 4% a year. But when they project to the future for Social Security, then they're saying growth's going to be about 1.8% a year and Social Security's in big trouble. Well, you have to have the same assumptions going in for both. And if you have the same assumptions, you have to have pretty much the same conclusions.
Because then if the whole economy is in trouble, you're saying those private accounts in the stock market won't be doing so well either.
Right. Neither the stock market nor Social Security is a free-floating entity. They both depend on the general condition of the economy.
Is there any such thing as a solid forecast for economic growth, or is this inevitably very high on speculation?
Well, I think it's high on speculation and the farther you go. I mean, the Social Security projections are made through the year 2080. You could just ask guys on the street corner and probably be about as well-grounded as you are from an economist projecting the state of the economy in the year 2080. We don't know anything about what the world will be like.
How do you think we'll be doing in 75 years? It's not a scholarly question.
I don't think it is, but the problem is some people in economics do think it is.
Harold Meyerson, thanks a lot for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Harold Meyerson is editor-at-large for the American Prospect and a columnist for the Washington Post.